The biggest barrier is I can't do this because I think too much. I can never clear my head. You need to be Zen to meditate. And the truth is you're never going to be able to stop thinking. You think when you meditate. Our minds have 5 to 50,000 thoughts every single day. And so when you notice the way your mind is working and you take the time to actually sit and notice what thoughts are in your head and actively choose to bring it back to the present moment where your breath is going in and out of your, nose or mouth, that's actually like the bicep curl that you do for your brain. That is what makes your brain stronger. Mindfulness is just being mindful of the present moment. You're brushing your teeth and you're aware that you're brushing your teeth. You're eating your food and you're aware that you're eating your food. You know, it's like just being mindful of right now. Meditation is where you literally are tapping into that space between your thoughts and your point of awareness, like your breath or smell. It's like this small little space that happens between. That's a sweet spot of meditation.
Hello and welcome to another amazing episode of Aligned by Design with JJ Acuna. And today we are seated with Suze Yeloff-Schwartz, the CEO and founder of Unplugged Meditation Studio in Los Angeles, the creator of the Unplugged Meditation app, and the author of Unplug, A Simple Guide to Meditation for Busy Skeptics and Modern Soul Seekers. Suze's mission is to make meditation simple, powerful, and interesting enough so that everyone will want to practice it and experience the benefits of meditation for themselves. This is not a sponsored post because I've been a paying member of the app for over a year, but I found Unplugged to be the perfect and most practical meditation app in addition to my own self-taught meditation practice. I've been practicing my own meditation for over a decade now, and it has changed my life. Setting the timer, setting an intention, sitting in silence without a thought or worry, allowed me to visualize the life I wanted to lead and helped me expand my horizon and broaden my perspective over time. Living in Hong Kong, it was difficult at first to find like-minded people or find group meditation classes. So it was really up to me to find my own mindfulness and mindlessness solutions to my stressful corporate life. There were no apps, no Calm app, no Headspace app, no mindfulness practices in Apple Fitness apps, no Unplug app. So I relied on myself to set a timer for 5 minutes a day, 8 minutes a day, 11 minutes a day to sit in silence while using that time to dream and manifest how I wanted to turn my life around. And it did turn around. In fact, over time, this meditation practice I gave myself gave me the courage to build a truly creative and challenging life that I've always dreamt of, and now I have. Happy to say that with the Unplug app, I now have access to all the meditation practitioners from around the world that teach in Suze's Los Angeles studio. Some meditations are 3 minutes long, others are 30 minutes long. Some are meditations about stress and focus, and some are about creativity and love. And with this app, I'm able to complement my own personal practice with the methods and words of others. And by the way, there is no wrong or right way to meditate. Today, we speak with Suze about her life before meditation as an editor and writer in several fashion publications in the US. And we speak about her discovery for meditation and healing and how she collaborates with many different people, including the queen of soul herself, Miss Oprah Winfrey. Let's all welcome Suze Yeloff-Schwartz to the table.
Being able to launch Unplug and share it with the world has been so rewarding on so many levels, but especially for myself too. I mean, I use it every single day. I use it every morning before I get out of bed.
How long have you been meditating just generally in your life?
10 years.
Yeah, me too. About 10 to 12 years. Uh-huh. And how did you start?
I was a fashion editor And I was working at magazines like Vogue, Elle, Marie Claire, Glamour for over 2 decades. And my husband got a great job offer that would move our family from New York City to Los Angeles. And I ended up leaving my job in New York to move here for his job. And I was traveling back and forth between New York and LA, and I was very stressed out. And my mother-in-law told me I had to breathe. And in 3 minutes, she taught me an exercise that completely changed my life, James. I was like, what is that? I went from stress to calm in 3 minutes. Wow. And she said it was meditation. And when I went to search that, I found that it wasn't so easy in the real world as it was when she taught me. So I started searching for places and I'm like, why can't it just be simple? And the more I searched, the more I realized it needed to be made simple. So I opened up Unplug, which is the world's first drop-in physical location meditation studio. And from there, I started meeting the top teachers in the world and slowly adding them onto the app and meeting the people who use the app, like you, and then asking them what they need that I don't have. And pretty much there shouldn't be anything that you need that's not on the app.
Right. So sometimes, you know, I wonder how people make apps, like how people create businesses like this. So you were meditating for a while, and then suddenly you wanted to share with everybody the joys of meditation. And we can get more into that as well, because, and I want to talk later about the, you know, what is the fear in meditating? And sometimes when I hear stories about your mother-in-law telling you, you know, 3 minutes, take a breath, and it's completely transformative. Right. And it wasn't really that difficult of a hill to climb or a wall to break down. You know, it was just telling people to stop.
Right.
How does one decide I'm going to make an app and I'm going to share it with the world? Like, how does that even happen from someone who works in fashion publication and fashion journalism and then get into a tech world?
I know.
Meditation and tech. So how do you do that? Like, how does that even happen?
That is such a great question. And the funny part is, James, that I wasn't even like, it didn't, before I learned how to meditate, I decided I was going to open up this business. Like, I learned how to meditate and then I'm like, this needs to be simplified. I want to open up Unplug, a meditation studio that's clean and simple with great teachers. And that idea came, and then my husband was like, you should learn how to meditate first. So I'm like, oh, okay, I'll learn how to meditate and then I'll open this up. And it was an idea, and it was an idea I became so obsessed with that there was no way that I couldn't do it. Cause at the time I was still working in fashion and they kept calling me to do TV shows and things like that. And I just would say, I can, I have a class or I'm learning Zen that day. And that's kind of how it worked.
I saw on Google that you were in an episode of Oprah. You were
twice. I did Oprah twice.
Talking about meditation or talking about fashion?
Talking about fashion. And also, we ended up getting hired by Oprah to travel the world with our meditation app on the ship. She did a Oprah Share the Adventure cruise. So she invited Unplug to have the app inside all the rooms on the cruise. And we had 4 different teachers go for 4 different cruises with her to share meditation.
That's amazing.
So it's been amazing.
So your whole journey was kind of like, was captured by Oprah from fashion to meditation. Mm-hmm. So are you doing any fashion work now? Or are you completely in this kind of meditation
healing space? I literally stopped doing fashion the April 14th, 2014, when I opened up Unplug. It was over.
So,
and I couldn't do both.
So it's safe to say that discovering meditation and the joy of meditation transformed your life completely.
100%. I wish I had known about this when I did work in fashion, because I would have been able to slow down and land in the moments and enjoy them more. than when I was constantly trying to go race into the next moment. So that's what the difference. When you meditate, you really are able to be a little bit more present for your life, a little bit more focused, a little more calm. Yeah. But you asked me a question, which I didn't answer, which was, how did I go from getting into the tech world to knowing nothing about tech? And that's a great question. So it was really a student who came to the studio who wanted a teacher to take with him on the road. And he asked me if I would start recording one of my teachers. And I started to record her. And then I recorded more. And I started, other people found out I was recording for him. So they said, could you record for me? So I did at first a templated app. And then I realized it didn't have enough. You know, once you get into the tech world, you need more features and you need more and more. So I realized I didn't know anything about the tech world. And I went on YouTube and I found this guy named Steve P. Young, the app master. And I started watching all of his YouTube videos. And I saw that he was running a retreat in Los Angeles. So I joined his retreat. I met a bunch of people on his tech retreat. And then he said, oh, you know, I can help you get featured in Apple. I have a way to do that. So he helped me out. And then I called Apple to follow up to see if they had received it. And I said, we wanted to offer them a free meditation session and we were going to be in Cupertino, which we were not. And we flew out there to meet with them. And they were so amazing that they actually invited us to be part of the Apple Entrepreneur Camp, which was just for women at the time. So we were one of 14 apps around the world that had a female developer and a female founder.
This was in
2020, right when the pandemic hit, February 2020. And so we ended up going there and redesigning the entire app. So hopefully you feel how simple, how easy, how just beautiful it is. And that was because we spent 9 days in Cupertino in that, you know, spaceship of an office that they have, which is amazing, with their top people. And that's how I learned about how to do tech properly.
That's amazing. When there's a will and an idea, there's a way.
Yep. Unplug to go.
Right.
And that's kind of how it started. So we took our top teachers, because we have the best teachers in the world, and we literally made them available to the world.
I started subscribing to Unplug in this time last year. I think it's already been a year.
Oh, wow.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. July 2021, in the middle of pandemic here in Hong Kong. I think I downloaded it because maybe it was an Instagram ad or what. I just saw an ad about like a teacher or meditation instructor in a studio. And it felt like I was really aligned with the visual imagery and the Instagram post or whatnot. But before that, I was meditating for like a decade. So I started meditating in 2010, 2011, because like you, I was working kind of like a corporate job. I'm a trained architect and I do architectural work in Hong Kong, and it's really stressful. Corporate life, I don't know about your experience, but the joy was so zapped out of me because I was moved here as an intern, became director level over time. Mm-hmm. And all the creative stuff, I wasn't doing anymore at that level. Mm-hmm. I was just doing admin and business. Anyway, I wasn't myself. Right. So I wasn't any part of any classes. Some people say you have to do yoga to start meditation, or some people say you have to like read about Buddhism or whatever, or Hinduism. And I grew up in a very strong Catholic background. So anything outside of kind of the box that is Catholicism or whatever is kind of weird. So we'll talk about prayer versus meditation later.
Okay.
But for me, I just started with turning on the timer on my phone for 10 minutes just for silence before I left the house, because I was starting to have that kind of Monday morning dread.
Mm.
Like just not wanting to leave the house after, you know, a really restful weekend. So I started with turning on the timer for 10 minutes, same as what you were talking about with your mother-in-law. Mm-hmm. So it was, I would say I started kind of having silent time and then like visualization time or whatever, just breathing in and out for about a decade before I discovered Unplugged. So what is the point of this? The point of this is I never really did guided meditation until I downloaded your app. Mm-hmm. Because of my corporate life and everything, I had to deal with people all the time. And then that time alone with myself was my time alone. So actually downloading an app and then having a suite of how many instructors? Like 20?
Right? 100.
100 instructors then to choose from. It's like a paradigm shift for me that this could be a community thing. Have you had similar feedback from other meditators around the world in regards to your app?
Yes. I mean, people feel like because it's in video, they feel like they're meditating with their friends.
And that's the feeling I got.
They feel like the teachers are talking directly to them in a language that feels relevant to them. And sometimes they find certain teachers that they connect with more than others. I love all of them. Obviously, I hired all of them. But there's even, James, a woman on there. You mentioned our teacher training who trained with us. We've had two people from Hong Kong train in our teacher training. And one of them actually did a
Mandarin. I was going to join that, actually. The last round.
Oh, yeah.
I was going to join that, but then something came in the way. I may join soon. But
oh, well, it's happening in October, and I would love for you to do it. Because
I would love to do it.
In both English and I don't know what your other language is.
I'm fine with English. It's good.
Okay, great. But she taught a Mandarin, which is so amazing. It's something that we're kind of interested in. So that's kind of, yeah, we have people from all over the world who are not only meditating with us, but because of the app, they've then wanted to go deeper and became teachers with us. And now we're actually on the app.
Oh my God, you may have multi-language soon.
I would love that.
That would just be so great.
Yeah.
Okay, why you kind of started the app in 2020, at the beginning
of 2018.
2018, wow, uh-huh. You started just at the right time. Yep. Because I felt, so the reason why I downloaded this, because I was like, some people quarantine at home during the meditation due to forced quarantine or stay in place orders or whatnot. And then there comes a time when it's like, remember, I started meditating because I just needed my own personal space and I didn't want to talk to people. But then suddenly there's this global pandemic and it's like, you only have yourself and you want to be with people. So it was paradigm shift that way, which forced me to I want to hear other people's voices, not just my own voice in my head and things like that. Did a lot of people discover Unplugged through being at home or just?
Well, I think it saved people's lives. I mean, we had people coming to the studio and then they couldn't come to the studio anymore. So we ended up making our classes live streaming. This is part of the studio part, but some of them just didn't want to do that. So they then downloaded the app and they started loving it. And people started reaching out to us from all different companies around the world. Like everybody's disconnected. They wanted our teachers to come in live on Zoom and teach their corporations how to meditate. And then you give them the Unplugged app as a tool to meditate on their own. So we've been doing a lot of that. And that's how people have kind of found us. So one of our clients is Condé Nast Corporation. And Condé Nast has given the Unplugged app to all of their employees.
That's amazing. That's absolutely amazing.
Yeah, I love that.
So there are many different ways to meditate in the world. And I think that what I love about your app is there are so many varieties to choose from and so many instructors. Can you explain more about the different meditation methods and techniques and instructors in the Unplugged app?
I mean, I could talk about it for hours. I love it so much. But there is a woman, her name is Olivia Rosewood. She's on the app and she actually said to me, there are more ways to meditate than there are to make an egg. And I love all of them. And there really are so many different styles There's mindfulness, there's meditation, there's guided visualization, there's hypnosis, there's a thing called tapping where you're tapping your face. There's breath work, there's sound healing, there is crystal healing, aromatherapy meditations. And then there's just, you know, dosha. Like you could go on and on and on. But what I did with the Unplug app is I tried to simplify all these things. Like that was the thing that I learned from Apple. Steve Jobs used to have a sign on his wall that said, simplify, simplify, simplify. And then he had two simplifies crossed out to simplify it even more. And I love that so much because that's what we try to do with the app. We help people learn how to do all these things in a very simplified way so that they can have their own powerful experience. We're not trying to be the hero. We're trying to help guide people so that they can be the hero. And that's really what the app is all about. Like, you know, if you wanted to learn how to tap, you just would see info to tapping. If you wanted to learn about crystals, you learn info to crystals. So you could, there's an info session for almost everything on there if you search for it. And then we really kind of focused in on different things too. Like some people just told me recently they wanted walking meditations. So they're walking in their neighborhood and they wanted to hear the teacher. So we're starting to add more of those. We really listen to what people are wanting and the problems that people are having, like burnout. So there's a button for that. Overwhelm. There's a button for that. Divorce. There's a button. I mean, we have a button for pretty much everything.
So how do people send requests to you? Like I want a meditation with my pets or something like that. How does that even, how do you get the message?
Well, what's so funny is we actually have one. it's there, just pet meditation. If you search it, but no, the reason why is because someone did say that. And recently someone told us they want one for, you know, grieving their pet. And I realized, oh, I don't have that. I need to make that. So what they do is they just email me at support@unplug.com. And it's actually in the app under the gear icon in your profile. It says, contact us. And we get requests all the time. We also do this thing, James, where we send out a survey to all of our users or meditators. I don't like to use that word users. It sounds like we're a drug, which we kind of are. And we ask them, what's one thing we can do to be better? We don't ask, what do you like? What do you love about us? We're just like, how can we make this even better? And that's what we do. And then we get feedback for a year on how to make it better.
I love your app so much. I mean, there are actually a few meditation apps, but I think I didn't download any of them. I think I did, but then I would uninstall them. And I think the reason why I love this app, Unplugged, is because of the humans, like the human face. I really feel like I'm in a studio, even though I'm in Hong Kong and you're in LA.
Right.
And I just feel like the other apps are very, I mean, but the more apps, the better, whatever, for meditation. Mm-hmm. And because I really feel that taking the time out to take a pause and to breathe in any way or form or fashion is always extends your life in some way. Mm-hmm. It's a life extension. But what I really love about Unplugged is even though it's pre-recorded, I still feel like that kind of energetic vibration and that kind of aura coming from not like a computer or an AI or something, that I really feel that this is still, even though, you know, it's technology, it's still a human to human connection. And what is technology if not a bridge between us so we could get a little bit closer, even though, you know, we're miles away, and some of our ideas and our skills can help other people. And that's totally what I get from Unplugged. And I loved it so much, I shared it on Instagram.
Thank you.
In a post, the first time I've done that. And I'm kind of weird, okay, because I do have a persona here as a designer, but I really have a spiritual side to me, hence this podcast, which I'm still quite shy about, but a lot of people know about it. So I'm integrating those personalities. And my followers on my personal account and my designer account are completely different from my followers on the, well, they're becoming integrated. So when I was posting that I downloaded Unplugged and I use it, I was a little bit scared and hesitant what people would say.
Oh, really?
And then you replied, actually, the founder of Unplugged app, Suze, replied. And that really solidified what I exactly thought about the app, is that there are real people behind the scenes of this app, and people who actually care that this app works in the way it was intended. And just the fact that you replied and everything, and I really felt, oh, the head of this meditation studio just messaged me back. So, so I thought it was really cool. Do you reply to all your messages, or do you talk to all your customers?
I try to talk to anybody who wants to talk to me, because I love people and I love solving problems. And if someone says to me, I'm really struggling with something, or, you know, I could use this, or I love being able to help, because when I do that, it's so fascinating for me. It's fascinating for me. And I'm still so grateful that people like you, James, in Hong Kong are using the Unplugged Meditation app. I mean, we have people using it all over the world, but I can't stop feeling incredibly grateful that that's happening. Like, how cool is that?
And I'm grateful that you made the app for us.
Yeah. Well, I made it for me too. So we have to remember that. I always say, we giggle over here because there's this thing called Hair Club for Men. And the owner of Hair Club for Men talks about, you know, the hair club. And then he takes the toupee off his head and he says, I'm not just the founder, I'm the user. And that's how I feel about the app. I do it every day. I can't live without it. You
couldn't. Well, you're the foundation, right? So you're the foundation of this whole enterprise. And if you're not using it, then something needs to be tweaked. You curated all of these amazing meditation instructors, as you said, doing all of these different methods. What's your favorite method?
It's all original content. So I'm in there using my production skills. Like, I used to produce my segments on some of the talk shows in America. And I'm in there helping to produce those so that when they speak, they're not using those meditation-y voices. But I can't say I have one favorite thing. I use it for different things. If I'm overwhelmed, I'll click one button. If I want to just chill, I might listen to a sound bath. Everybody has a different way of using the Unplug app. Some people, I use it where I just literally click the meditation challenge. And I'll just do day one, day two. I don't think about it, which forces me to constantly be trying all the different teachers, all the different methods.
You have a favorite teacher?
I like the variety. I love every single teacher. David G and I are super close because he is also doing our teacher training program. So I've learned so much from him. And Camilla and I do a lot of like hypno habits. I don't know if you were able to try that, but it's a hypnosis. Yet. It's a hypnosis series where you close your eyes and in 15 minutes you wake up the next day and it makes you want to exercise or makes you want to eat healthier, makes you want to.
Wow. I need
it's to. It's amazing. Oh, try it. It's on there.
A great sister for this app, honestly.
and there's also one other thing, which is I just recorded, because our clients requested it, meditation for seniors. And we had this guy come on who's just an incredible teacher, because our clients wanted an older teacher. And he literally just said, okay, let's talk about death. And then he goes there. He answered all these things that people, it was so wild that I love him. So who is my favorite teacher? Maybe it's the last person I film.
Right. Oh, you're so lucky to have all of these amazing teachers.
Well, you have them too, James. They're in your pocket.
That's the whole idea. At a one low subscription price. What is the biggest barrier to meditation, do you think, for a lot of people who you've spoken with over the years?
The biggest barrier is, and it's a question that there's two or three. The biggest one is, I can't do this because I think too much. I can never clear my head. You need to be Zen to meditate. And the truth is you're never going to be able to stop thinking. You think when you meditate. Our minds have 5,000 to 50,000 thoughts every single day. And so when you notice the way your mind is working and you take the time to actually sit and notice what thoughts are in your head and actively choose to bring it back to the present moment where your breath is going in and out of your, you know, nose or mouth, That's actually like the bicep curl that you do for your brain. That is what makes your brain stronger. So people think they can't do it because they think too much, but the thinking is the part that actually can transform your brain. Being able to actively make the decision and choose to not engage with every thought in your brain, but instead to just try to get back to the present moment.
I.e. focusing the thought.
I.e. bringing your awareness to your breath, or bringing your awareness to the teacher's voice, or bringing your awareness to the sensation of smell, whatever it is, right now, what's happening now.
I think also people are afraid to be separated from their day to day, like their obsessive thoughts. I think they're so used to thinking about, what if I don't pick up the kids at school? What if my pasta, you know, some people spend their whole lives getting used to their thoughts, mm-hmm. speaking to them in a certain way every day, and mm-hmm. to take a break from that. I think it kind of makes people feel like, I've been wearing this thought for so long. What happens if I take that thought off? And I think it kind of freaks them out. What do you think about the word mindfulness in general?
You know, there's two different ways to meditate. There's mindfulness and then there's meditation. Mindfulness is just being mindful of the present moment. You're brushing your teeth and you're aware that you're brushing your teeth. You're eating your food and you're aware that you're eating your food. You know, it's like just being mindful of right now. Meditation is where you literally are tapping into that space between your thoughts and your point of awareness, like your breath or smell. It's like this small little space that happens between. That's a sweet spot of meditation.
And it's okay to have a thought in meditation. And I think what mm-hmm. people need to understand is kind of thoughts come and go. Mm-hmm. Just need to forgive yourself for having a thought.
It's part of it. I mean, the thoughts are going to keep coming. Like, you know, you can't stop them. So I like to say it's like you are the mountain and your thoughts are the clouds. And clouds, you know, in the weather. So sometimes it's rainy, sometimes it's sunny, sometimes it's stormy, whatever it is, you don't change. It's kind of like meditation is also, I love this description. I forgot. I think Goldie Hawn said this, that imagine the top of the ocean, you know, how choppy it can get and how violent the ocean can get. But when you go beneath the surface of the ocean, it's still and silent.
Right. Right.
And that's what meditation is like. Goldie Hawn said it was like dipping your tea bag into a cup of tea. You're pulling it out, you're putting it in. You're pulling it out, you're pulling it in.
But I love that. You're absolutely correct. If you're inside the water, it's still and calm. But it's only that kind of that layer between
the surface.
Right. The surface. And where
that's at the what surface. We're in. The surface is everything around us. The surface is like all the chaos around us. But we can dip into the calm, which is our breath and us.
The surface is everything around us. Yeah. Like what, you know, in quantum physics, they say the reality is everything. It's just a wave of possibility. And that's literally the surface. And we just have to go one step down. Mm-hmm. So let's just say another barrier to entry is my religion, for right. example.
Like that's a great.
Let's say I'm a Christian, right. a Catholic. Mm-hmm. What do you say to people who, well, I pray on the daily anyway.
Well, I say prayer and religion is when you're praying to something like God or, you know, something else. But meditation is not about going outward. It's about going inward, trying to listen to yourself. Trying to create some space inside. There's a big difference.
So is it possible to pray, but also in addition, meditate or have unplugged in my life, even though I still go to church or...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course. I mean, religion is religion and meditation is meditation. That's why there's two different words for it. But I always say... religion is either praying to something external, like God, or, you know, it's just thinking.
It's more thinking.
So, right? Yeah. More thinking. But what we're trying to do, and you can call it just a thought. I'm thinking about God. I'm thinking about my family. I'm thinking about wishing people well, you know, whatever prayer type you do. But when you're meditating, you're actually just trying to dip into that stillness and silence within. And when you do, you sometimes hear your own inner voice like, oh, my body really wants me to slow down. Oh, I really like nature. Oh, I feel so much better when I just stop and breathe. You know, these are the things that you might discover inside meditation.
Or, oh, I really should proceed with building this app and sharing Unplug with the world.
That's just a thought, James. So that would be something I'd have to come back from. So, you know, that would be the thoughts, brilliant thoughts come up when you meditate. But if you stop to jot them down, that makes you a great journaler and a terrible meditator.
So this is that little voice in your head. I'm so glad you brought that up. I am so glad you brought that up, because one of my pre-questions I sent to you is, I mean, for me, I started hearing voices that are, maybe it's my higher self. Well, people tell me.
They see colors, they hear voices. Yeah.
My subconscious self or the higher version of myself. And it's always positive stuff, you know, just, you know, they give, well, you know, now my audience is like, what's going on? What's going on? I don't want to hear anything, but have you gotten this feedback, or have you experienced it yourself?
Yes. And I love hearing my inner voice, because my inner voice will tell me, oh, there should be a meditation for that. Or, oh, I have a great creative idea for something I want to post on Instagram. Oh, and I have 100 of those thoughts every single time I meditate. But then I keep trying to come back to the present moment. Okay, just be here now. Just be in this moment. Stop trying to think about the next moment, because I'm an overachiever. And so, of course, I'll think of all the things I can do when I'm trying to get to that place where I can just be good with this moment right now.
I think some people, you know, when I tell them that I meditate, people who don't meditate are like, oh, are you doing transcendental meditation? Which, by the way, I have no idea what it is.
I can explain that to you, because a lot of people ask that question.
Okay. I think my point being is they immediately think it's kind of like this, like, mountain to climb, because they see an image of a monk on a mountain and just meditate under a tree. No, you don't have to go anywhere, right? You just kind of sit down and but you can talk about that, because I have no idea what that is.
Okay, I'll kind of like give you the quick cheat sheet on all the different types of meditation if you want. Sure. So first of all, there's no such thing as a bad meditation. The only bad meditation is really like the one you don't do. And, you know, so don't worry about
it. I'm going to make that an Instagram quote.
you can credit that to one of our teachers, Megan Monahan, says that. And so does David G. So the only bad meditation is the one that you don't do. But there are different types of meditation. So transcendental meditation was created. That's the one the Beatles did in India. The Maharishi Mahesh Yogi was the one who came up with it. And basically, the fundamental fact is you're using a word, a mantra, like hum, 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 and you're just using that like your breath. So you're repeating this word over and over again until you can let it vanish and you're in that sweet spot of nothingness. And then your mind wanders and then you start all over again. Hum, 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 let it go. Mind wanders, bring it back. Hum, 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 let it go. Mind wanders, bring it back. And you actually have to pay for your mantra. So you meet with someone, you give them fruit and flowers, and then they give you the word that's your word. And then you sit in silence for 20 minutes in the morning and 20 minutes in the afternoon every day. And that's the practice of TM. Does it work? 100%. People love it. It's great if you can actually do that. But some people who do these types of meditation, TM and Vedic are very similar. Some people who do these type of meditations will do it, and then they're like, I can't do 20 minutes in the morning, I'm out. And then they never meditate again. So what I like to do is like the shorter, simple
barrier to entry, right?
Yeah.
It's like the concept of, you know, like you have to do all of this stuff.
Right. Well, yeah, you have to just, yeah, you practice it. And I don't want it to sound like I'm not a fan of it, because I think people who actually do it really benefit from it. And it's a great practice if you can actually, if you're disciplined enough to do it. I'm not. I've done it and I'm out. I much prefer to be guided by teachers and do it in 10 minutes in the morning. That's my sweet spot. So I think, yes, that works for my life. Yeah. So that's one type of meditation. There's another one that's called mindfulness, which we talked about, where you're really just kind of, you could be walking, you could be talking, you could be listening. It's all mindfulness.
Can I just quickly, I only brought up the mindfulness word earlier because I'm quite shady about the word, in the sense that it really focuses on, I'm more into mindlessness, but I do get it that it is really about increased awareness. So maybe change the word from mindfulness to just awareness. But anyway, go on. Sorry.
Yeah. No, I understand. Some people are turned off by that word. But it's funny. David G always says, you know, when we're going into the schools, we'll call it mindfulness. When we go into the ashrams, we call it meditation. When we go into the police officer station, we call it tactical breathing. It's all the exact same thing. You know, like, it's pretty much whatever you call it. It doesn't even matter. TM, Vedic, meditation, mindfulness. It's all these three things. And these are the only three things that happen in every single meditation, no matter what type it is. Step one, awareness. So meditation is the breath. TM, it's a word. Mindfulness, it's just keeping your eyes open and looking around you. Second thing, let it go. We're just here. It's now. We're in the present moment. Third thing, mind wanders. And then we bring it back to one. Awareness, let it go. Mind wanders, come back. Awareness, let it go. They're all the exact same thing. That's it.
So, wow. So that's great. Why do you think meditation is important right now in the world?
Because we are having a stress epidemic, an anxiety epidemic that is global. It's even worse than the COVID pandemic. People are just really feeling anxious. And they're not sitting outside and unplugging. They're constantly attached to their digital devices, and it's not making them feel good. So more than ever now, meditation is a great tool to just give yourself a little space to actually ask yourself some important questions. Who am I? What do I want? How can I serve? What sparks joy for me? What do I need more of? What is my body asking me for? Whatever it is, it gives you the space to actually hear. Albert Einstein used to go into the lake in a boat, and that's where all of his big ideas came from. When you are not stimulated, it gives your mind room to breathe, think, and be creative.
Yeah, that's absolutely, absolutely true. He had to get on a boat and get in the middle of the lake and detach. And what I love about the word unplug is you're absolutely correct. We are all plugged in. You know, I've got an Apple Watch on my wrist. I've got my iPhone. I've got, you don't see it, an iPad here. I mean, we are literally plugged into the matrix, the internet matrix or the World Wide Web matrix. And your app, even though it's still on the phone, or it's also on my Apple TV, but it allows me to just kind of like step away from all of that, just even 10 minutes, 11 minutes, 15 minutes, you know, depending on what mood I'm in and what instructor I want to work with. It just gives me a break from all of that. And I'm so happy that you replied to my request to be part of this podcast, because I think Asians really work hard in Hong Kong and in, you know, where I'm at. My listeners are from Singapore, Manila, Hong Kong, like all over Southeast Asia. And it's next level stress over here. And right now, as you can see, I'm in my quarantine hotel. I just came back from 4 months in Manila to Hong Kong because, you know, I have to finish off some projects here. Anyway, so I'm stuck in this tiny hotel room for 7 days. We don't have space here. We don't have time. We don't have any, you know, so it's always about lack of resources, lack of time, lack of this, lack of that. And mm-hmm. and whenever I meditate and I work with Unplug, you know, because maybe the instructors are global, or maybe mm-hmm. because it's like something cool, like a full moon or a new moon meditation. Mm-hmm. I also love your sound therapies. I love your crystal, because I collect crystals too. And I love mm-hmm. those meditation. I just feel that I can just like detach from like my current matrix or my current kind of reality and mm-hmm. and kind of elevate myself beyond. And so I hope that this podcast episode will get more people to download and to think about having Unplug as part of their lives. Do you have a lot of users in Asia in general?
Yes, we do, which is so amazing to me. And it's interesting what you just said too about having space in your life, because I hear you. I feel your pain on that. I know what it's like. I have a family. I'm running a company. It's crazy. But when you meditate first thing in the morning, before you even get out of bed, that's how I do it. I literally don't get out of bed. I put in my earphones and I meditate, and then I get out of bed.
Right.
It makes your day go by so much slower. When I don't do it, I notice that I put my feet on and I'm racing through everything, and I don't even know what I did that day. So slowing down in the morning and choosing what you put into your mind first thing is really important. If you open up your app and you see Instagram or you see an email that causes you stress, it's going to impact your day. But I want to tell you something cool, James, about Apple, because I know it sounds like you're really interested in that too.
Only
is the future of apps is to not even have to touch them anymore, your phone. Apple wants you to be able to just say, and I can do it. I'll show you after this podcast. I can just say to my Unplug app, okay, let me see, I'm going to open it. Okay, wait, sorry. Hey Siri, play the meditation of the day. I can just say that to my phone. I can say, Siri, play the meditation of the day, and it'll start playing without me having to touch my phone. And that's what Apple wants.
That's shortcuts. Shortcuts. Yep.
It's Siri shortcuts. So we have that in our app. So you can just not even touch it in the morning, be like, play the meditation of the day, play the meditation of the night, and it'll just start playing, which is so cool.
I need to set that up, because it's under the gear icon. Looking at my phone sometimes, you know, because mm-hmm. I just don't want to get triggered.
Yep.
It's on there.
Yeah. We actually put on our app. So if you just click that first thing, you'll see a positive quote. So the first thing you see when you open it up is just a positive quote.
That's amazing. That's really great. I just want to say that meditation is what soothes you do to align on a day-to-day basis. That's it.
I do it to live my day intentionally, to go a little bit slower. And I also find if I'm calm and present, I can do more, which is probably not what people want to hear, but I need that. I need it to be more present and focused throughout my day.
Do you do it every day?
Every day. And I can actually prove it. I wanted to show you the app. I mean,
show me.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Hold on. We just changed it a little bit. So I'm going to show you the next one, but let me share my screen. Oh, you have to make me the host.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, so let me share my screen and hopefully this will work. Okay, so when I open it, I press Unplug, and the first thing I see is always a positive quote, or I unplug to something that kind of has you look at it with intention. And the way I do it is I do the monthly challenge first thing. So it's like day one, day two, day three. And it syncs right here with your calendar if you ever want to. And the beautiful thing is, too, if you ever want to send someone a birthday meditation or something, you can just go under the Discovery tab, type it in.
Even if they're not paying for the app yet?
Yeah.
Oh.
I can send it as a message and send them a birthday meditation. Oh, I can forward it on. So all I would have to do is basically hit the share button, and that allows me to email it to anybody I want to.
I didn't do that because I thought they needed to have already subscribed to the app to mm-hmm. receive my meditation message.
No, You can share it with people if you want.
That is a game changer.
Yep. And then these are all the topics.
I always finish great meditations and I want to share them with somebody, but I'm like, oh, but they have to pay for this.
You asked me if I do it every day. Did you see my stats?
Oh my gosh.
I'm at 477 consecutive days, but I'm not even in the top 10.
Wow. Wow.
I'm not just talking the talk. I'm telling you, I live for this thing. So
you can customize it. You've been meditating for 477 consecutive days on Unplugged.
Yes. I don't miss a day ever.
Amazing. Wow.
If I click the gear icon here, you were asking me a couple questions. So support is where you can email us right here in that section. Here's where you can set up Siri shortcuts. And then you can sync with Apple Health and do all these fun things. And we even have courses that you can, I think, share with people. So if you want, someone's like, I'm really stressed out, you can go into the course tab and I believe you can share courses.
Wow.
And have you ever, there's HypnoHabits that I wanted to tell you about. This is where you can hypnotize yourself to exercise, eat healthy, be more productive, move more, sleep better. We did that series together, which I love. And then this is my library. I don't know if you've ever done your own playlist. Have you made your own playlists?
I would just favorite my favorite meditations, but I haven't done a playlist, no.
Well, you should make the James playlist. And then, here's my, let's say, great for work. So I could then forward this to my friends, here's what I think you need. Or I could even do it like this. Watch this. Hold on. Sorry, I get so excited about all this. I can just press create playlist and I could do James, do this. And then I can save that. Okay. And so then I can go into, let's say, anxiety and stress is something that you struggle with. I go into the anxiety eraser. I press this button right here.
Right.
Add to playlist. Boom. That's now in James's playlist.
Listeners, I just want to let you know that I've been on this app for a year. It's almost a year. And there is so much more to this app, honestly.
Have you seen this?
I have no idea.
Have you seen all these?
Oh my gosh, there's a timer too.
Yeah, there's a timer where you can listen to ambient sound, piano, different white noise, even just like ocean waves.
Wow.
Yeah.
There's a timer and then there's 30 or 40 sounds that you can listen to. You could do 10 minutes, 5 minutes. If you don't want to do a guided meditation, you just want some alone time, right. You can do that too.
Yep. And when you don't want to be guided or if you want to tack on more time to your meditation. Also, there's a journal. Did you ever see the journal?
Yeah. That one is pretty cool. The journal is great because we were talking about that little voice in your head. Right. Mm-hmm. If you get out of your meditation and you just got to write it down, that journal is fantastic for that.
Yep. You know? And this right here, how to use this app, we just put that up there on the top of the topic. So you can kind of go through it and learn all the different things that it does. Okay. I'm not going to bore you anymore.
Sorry. No, I'm not bored. I'm not bored at all.
I get so excited.
No, that's great. And I'm just like, wow. Yeah, a lot of it is, wow, I'm like, there's so much more to this app than just pressing an instructor button and then doing that and then closing the app. There's so much more to it. I'm so happy that you showed me, I'm going to start the hypnosis thing ASAP. I'm here for 6 days and then I'm going to do once a day. That's what I'm
saying. Oh, great. Well, let me just tell you one thing. Do it before you go to sleep. Try the exercise, whatever would be helpful to you. But exercise is fun because then you'll start exercising in the morning. But then maybe 3 days or 4 days, you're going to maybe fall off the wagon if you're not already locked into exercise. And then you just do it again. So remember that hypnosis, like you keep repeating it, you keep doing it. And this isn't weird hypnosis. You're not going to be barking like a dog. Some people get afraid of that. You're going to know everything she says and be able to relate to it.
But on the hypnosis thing, I saw that there were 7 hypno sessions.
Hypno
habits. You don't have to do all of them, right? You just do one that you're interested in.
And you're supposed to do one and actually keep it on repeat for 1 week.
Okay. I'm going to do that for exercise for sure, because I just got this treadmill delivered here and all those weights, and I need to just start doing that.
You're going
to
be so psyched up tomorrow. I'm excited.
Yeah. So, yeah, I just want to say that it was new moon yesterday and I did the new moon meditation. It was absolutely wonderful. And then with Danielle Beinstein. Sorry, I'm getting all these people mixed
up. There's Gabby Bernstein.
Yes, I was thinking Gabby Bernstein.
And Danny Beinstein. Yes, and so I think you might have been combining the two.
Yeah, Danny Beinstein. I did her new moon meditation yesterday, okay. And I did the meditation of the day today. And I usually actually listen. I know this is so bad, but back to like the no time thing. I actually listen to it on the commute in a taxi to work or in
great. In the subway. Why is that not great?
You should actually be in your space and, you know, at home. But yeah, actually, to be honest, you could listen to it on your lunch break, under a tree in the park, outside your office, or which I actually
at your office desk
or at your office desk. I have to tell people there is no perfect place to, as you said, no perfect time, no perfect place. Just do it wherever you are. You know, just, oh my gosh.
Another thing we do, this is my last thing, I promise, but another thing that we do is we have on our team meetings, we actually get one of these plugs, you know, you see how it's plugged in, okay, and we play a meditation on our computer as a group, and each time in our department, one different person picks the meditation that we do before the meeting, and it makes our meetings so much better.
That is brilliant. I think I'm going to, you know, I run my own company. I'm going to do that.
They're going to love it. You just have to make rules like everyone, it has to be 5 minutes or under. Yeah. So people don't get like, oh my gosh, this is like a 10 minute meditation. They're not going to want to do that.
So but everybody 5 minutes does it under, together in the office, like a 5 minute meditation from.
No. This is how we do it. I'm going to show you. Okay. So I'll share my screen. Like imagine we were all on a Zoom together and I'm going to share my screen. Okay. And I pick unplug. And then I go to the timer. Actually, now I do work and productivity. And I'll do 60 seconds superpower focus. Then I turn my phone like that. And so we all just do this.
Oh.
Hi, I'm Lauren Ekstrom at Unplug Meditation. And this is your 60 second power focus practice. Close your eyes and find a comfortable seat.
And then we all do a little, that's like a 3 minute meditation or 2 minute meditation, and we'll do that together. And that's it. And everybody gets to pick one. So they all have the app.
Even though we only have 6
So they all get to pick one.
That is wonderful. You just blew my mind because I actually do, because I've been away, we do morning meeting at 9:30 a.m. every day with all the staff from all over. So
how many people are on your staff?
6 in Hong Kong and 6 in Manila. So that's perfect. And you know, we're not all at the studio. Everybody's at site or at working at home or whatever. So I think this is like the most perfect exercise. Unplug meditation on a Zoom call. Oh my gosh. Mind blown.
So easy. You just share your screen and turn it this way.
This is so interesting because, as I said, this whole thing started as a solitary thing just to take a break. But now it's something that I could do with my office. Mm-hmm. And everybody is quite receptive. Everybody is, you know, everybody understands that they need to do this. And, you know, so anyway, this has been such an amazing conversation for me. I don't know if it has been for
Same.
You.
I love it. So I'm so happy to meet you.
Perfect. I'm so happy you responded to my Instagram post about Unplug a year ago, I think, when I started using it. And I promise I would have, I wanted you on the show and everything. It took a year to finally get it together. But, you know, good things take time. Yeah. Any last words from you regarding meditation or anything else?
I just want to say thank you, James. And I want you to know that your ripple really matters. Like us having this conversation and whoever's listening to it will maybe be inspired to meditate, and then you'll have impacted them. And then your office will be inspired to meditate and you'll impact them. And then they'll tell two friends and so on. And people don't realize the power of their own ripple. And I just wanted to say thank you for letting me be a part of yours.
Thank you so much for being here, being present, and sharing your story. And as you said, it is a ripple, and I think it will only save lives. I think meditation does save lives. I think it's only good things from here on out to you, to me, and to anyone who is listening to this story. So everybody else, please download Unplug Meditation. Where can they find the app?
On the App Store or on Google Play. Our app is as good on both.
Where can they log in? Who should they follow?
Unplug Meditation, our Instagram, or unplug.com is our website if you want to learn more about teacher training or any other things that, the studio, et cetera.
You will probably see me in October again as a student.
Well, I would love that.
I would love it too. I was too scared to do it last October, but I think I can do it this October.
It's really easy and it's actually really fun. So, and by the end, you feel confident that you know 98% more than the rest of the teachers out there.
Amazing. Everybody else, join me in Hong Kong and in Manila. Join me in the teacher training.
I love that.
We'll all do it together on Zoom or whatever. Thank you so much, Suze.
Thank you. It was so great to meet you. Bye, James.
Great to meet you. Have a great rest of the week for you.
Same to you.
Align by Design was brought to you by Archipelago Media, a division of Archipelago Limited, Hong Kong. Our amazing theme music was composed for us by Ollie Shelton, a Brighton-based composer, producer, and pianist specializing in ambient, electronic, and alternative music. He is half of the UK duo Pella and works alongside a range of up-and-coming artists and established acts around the globe. You may contact him on Instagram at @O_S_music and OllieSheltonMusic.com. That's O-L-L-Y Shelton Music.com. You may contact me on Instagram at JJ.ACUNA. That's at JJ.ACUNA. You may also follow us on our new Instagram account for the podcast at Aligned by Design with JJ. That's at Aligned by Design with JJ. If you enjoyed this podcast, please make sure to rate us on Apple Podcasts and subscribe on Apple Podcasts or follow us on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts. We thank our guests and partners of the podcast, and as always, take time to align by your very own design, whatever that may be.